And thank you, Virginia. The new Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, could face an early start to his election campaign, with former Independent Tony Windsor set to announce he will run in the seat of New England. Mr Windsor held that New South Wales seat before retiring in 2013. The former Independent says he'll make a campaign announcement at 10 this morning. Meanwhile, the unofficial election campaign is clearly in full swing despite no date being set as yet. Malcolm Turnbull was seen at a pub in Adelaide last night, while Bill Shorten will be visiting Lismore on the New South Wales coast today. Both parties will be focusing heavily on Queensland and New South Wales, with Labor needing to pick up 21 seats to regain power. The refugee crisis in Europe has reached a new low point, with Macedonia blocking the Balkan migration route from Greece. The move will leave around 14,000 asylum seekers stranded in Greece. Macedonia's move follows the imposition of tighter controls in Slovenia, Serbia and Croatia. An 18-hour standoff with a gunman in New Zealand has ended peacefully, with a man being taken into custody. Four police officers were shot yesterday in the Bay of Plenty after a routine cannabis investigation turned violent. Two of the injured officers are still in hospital and both are in a stable condition. And Buckingham Palace has complained to the UK press watchdog about a newspaper article claiming the Queen backs Britain's exit from the European Union. The Sun, quoting anonymous sources, claims the Queen has passionate feelings about Europe and supports the so-called Brexit. The Palace, though, insists the article is inaccurate and says Her Majesty remains politically neutral.